Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Nuggets Podcast. I'm your host, David Sammel, and each week we'll be discussing a topic that will provide you with food for thought to help you on your journey.
Hi, this is Dave again, and today I really want to talk to you about how asking yourself or asking someone else to try harder is actually an insult. Why do I say this? Well, when you think about it, when you say try harder, it means that basically what you were doing before was not trying hard. And that, I think, is very insulting. And when you ask somebody else to try harder, you're assuming that they weren't trying hard. And if you're doing your best to do something, that's all you can do. You can't do better than best. And I think what people really mean, and I just think it's a language change, is that rather than ask somebody to try harder, ask somebody to try differently. Because let's be honest, Einstein said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. If you're trying harder to do the same thing over and over again, you're not going to get a different result. Each time you do something, and if you're trying, you will learn something. And when you're not being successful at mastering a skill or whatever it is you're trying to do, then think about how you can do things differently and try differently rather than try harder. Basic psychology for athletes is really horrible. Because so often they're told if they lose and not winning, that they just need to try harder and work harder. And nothing really can be further from the truth, if they are, of course, trying. But you're either trying or you're not trying. I don't think you're either trying or not trying hard enough. I think it's very, very frustrating and demoralizing to feel like you've tried hard to do something and essentially told that that's not good enough. You're not trying hard enough. It's far easier to process and think that if somebody said, let's try differently, what can you do to try differently that maybe improve the results? Now that you can get your head around, and that you can literally think about what you can do differently that can make a difference. So it's also not just working differently, but also over time working and trying smarter. I think it's something that's really important to consider, that when you tell yourself to try harder, that you're actually insulting yourself, and that it should be a goal to think about things as trying differently. What I would like to say is, this is maybe close to my 150th podcast. Each one is pretty short. There's a few longer ones. But if you enjoy this nugget, then scroll back and see if anything takes your fancy and listen to that. So speak to you again next week.
That wraps up this episode. Be sure to grab the freebie in the show notes, a guide to the difference between belief and confidence. Please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on YouTube for more. See you in the next episode.
Sports Social Podcast Network.